We've got mail, jams and rolls. Thanks for the November 2004 new era. I really enjoyed the Extra Smile comic strip about the missionary who was jamming to the Tabernacle Choir. That was funny. The comic strip about the turkeys was funny, too. Also, we made grandma rolls this weekend. See The Family Secret, November 2004, page 39. They were so good. Thanks for the recipe, because the rolls were a hit. Bethany E. Walker, Ellsworth Ward, Cocoa, Florida Steak. Preparing for My Marriage. Thank you for preparing for my endowment by Rachel Barton Morris in the October New Era. This article has excited me for a temple marriage and given me strength to find an eternal companion with whom I can be sealed for time and all eternity. I will continue to live by my standards and date young men who have a strong testimony of the gospel as well. Thank you, Rachel, for your inspiring words. Liberty Nelson, Clifton First Ward, Preston, Idaho, North Stake. Quality time. My sister has Down syndrome. I try to help her and love her. One thing that helps me spend even more quality time with her is reading the New Era with her. We have lots of fun reading the articles, and she points out her favorite pictures. She sees things in them that I have never seen before. I love my sister, and I love the New Era. Thank you for the time and effort that is put into every wonderful issue. Callie Robinson, Aurora Ward, Springfield, Missouri, Stake. A desire to be better. I couldn't have been better prepared to read the October 2004 New Era. I felt the Lord speaking to me through the articles therein, and I knew in my heart that this is what I wanted. The simple purity of the temple ceiling. President Monson's, Sister Tanner's, and John Bytheway's articles have created within me the desire to try harder, to live purer, to be holier, to be better. Thank you to the New Era team for their continued effort in growing the youth of the church. Rob Burgoyne, Mowbray Ward, Cape Town, South Africa, Stake. When I need comfort. The New Era has so many inspirational stories and quotes that seem to talk right to me. Whenever I need comfort, I read it and feel peace and Heavenly Father's love. Risa Maynard, Royal Oaks Ward, Kaiser, Oregon, Stake. Great ideas. I just wanted to express my gratitude for the New Era. I look forward to reading it every month. It's so neat to have an inspirational article to read daily. I always look forward to the idea list. There's always a subject that helps me be a better person. Brianna Smith, Brigham City, 9th Ward, Box Elder, Utah, Stake. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include the names of your ward and stake or branch and district. To New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, USA. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section, We've Got Mail.